it is. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I might be in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, however your day was, I hope you are good and smooth and cool. That's exactly what we're going to be here for the next 4 hours. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, that's not difficult to find. It's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you got a computer that you talk to, go ahead and ask the machine. Talk to it. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Over the next 4 hours, we got a lot to talk about. Found out about a former quarterback today in Brett Favre, who told the world today at a congressional hearing that he has a Parkinson's. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. We'll get into that. The NBA is back. Well, at least the Celtics are back. They're holding media day before they hop on a flight, I should say, to Abu Dhabi. And of course, there were questions asked about the Olympics and the championship. The Celtics are going to be a hot topic of conversation. Hot topic of conversation. Jaden Daniels is the man. When I walked out of the studio last night, he was already putting a whooping on the Cincinnati Bengals. And then he just finished the job in ridiculous fashion. And finishing the job, the Buffalo Bills, they finished the Jaguars for the season. So we got a lot to talk about, a lot to discuss. Now, we also have some guests that are going to join us as well. James Rapien is going to join us from Sports Illustrated to talk about these Bengals, who are now 0-3. I know the Cincinnati Bengals are so used to every year, oh, we're 0-2, we're 0-2, I'm not worried. Well, damn it, this year, y'all need to be worried. Y'all suck. The defense is trash. You let a rookie light you up last night. And tell Joe Burrow to wipe that. Hickey, is it hydrogen peroxide? Is that what you do? I'm sure he got more money, so he can afford like a legit dye job, right?
You're saying it's not bleach?
I don't got no blonde hair. How does? I don't know. Bleach?
I mean, they call it bleach blonde, right?
I thought it was hydrogen peroxide.
Probably.
I don't know.
I mean, that's probably safe. I think it's definitely safer than using store bought bleach. That's probably no bueno.
Well, I don't know if you want to put bleach in your hair, but. Maybe the defense has been putting bleach in there because they suck. Maybe he's eating away at their brain. Anyway, we're going to have a chat about how awful the Bengals were last night, as well as those Jacksonville Jaguars. How about this? This is pretty cool. We got a Washington football legend who's going to join us next hour as well. Brian Mitchell's going to come on through. This man has the second most scrimmage yards of any human being who's ever played in the NFL. All pro this, Super Bowl champ that. He's going to come through and have a conversation with us about these Washington Commanders. And Jaden Daniels, he's amazing. So, look, we're going to get into that right now. I got to give this guy his props while the opportunity presents itself. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you have the internet, it sucks for you. Hopefully your brain is better for it. You can find me there. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief every place on social media, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all of that stuff. You can go ahead and find me there. Let's get the positivity out the way. I say this and I'm going to say it again for anyone who doesn't remember. Or maybe this is the first time you've heard me say it. Maybe this is the first time you've heard my voice. Welcome. I put quarterbacks in three categories. They're the ones that you want to get rid of. You go into a game and you're like, this guy is going to suck. I can't trust this guy in a 2-minute drill. I can't trust him that he's going to throw the ball to the right team. That's one category. You got a second category of guys who are just in the middle. They're just holding down the fort. Maybe they'll be there. Maybe they won't. But the team is always going to look to upgrade. And then you got a third category of quarterbacks. Those are the guys that you're afraid of them come Sunday or Monday or Thursday or Friday because the NFL can't make up its damn mind as to how many days of football it wants to put on. But bottom line is, those are the Patrick Mahomes. You got a game plan against him. You don't want to see Patrick Mahomes with 2 minutes left in the game. You don't want to see Josh Allen with 2 minutes left in the game. Lamar Jackson still has a lot to prove. You don't want to see that man on the football field at all, because he might break your defender's ankles. You don't want to see him. And Joe Burrow, I know he had 3 touchdowns yesterday. He's been to a Super Bowl. You don't want to see that man. It's rare that you see a rookie quarterback, and you see glimpses of, oh, well, damn, this dude is badass. Oh, my good damn. And he's a rookie. And I'm talking about Jaden Daniels. He's going to have his ups. He's going to have his downs. He's going to look great. He's going to look bad. He's going to make some head scratching passes. He's going to go through the gamut of the ups and the downs. But some of the plays that this man was making last night, as the Washington Commanders beat Cincinnati 38-33, the hot start, throwing a 55-yard bomb to Terry McLaurin, and then rushing the ball in for a touchdown. Late in the game, a big fourth down pass to continue the drive to keep Cincinnati from getting the ball back, and then throwing another 37-yard bomb to Terry McLaurin while he has a defender going right at his damn face to knock the living hell out of him. He didn't flinch. He didn't run away. He didn't call for his mommy. He didn't fumble the ball. He didn't throw an interception. The man threw a dime like, I've been here before. You're not stopping me. Absolutely amazing performance by someone who just won a Heisman. Should we be surprised? Maybe, but the numbers were nuts last night. He completed 21 of 23 passes. 2 touchdowns. He rushed for another one. And Hickey, you shared some of these numbers earlier today. Best completion percentage by a rookie quarterback in history, 91%. First quarterback NFL history, 250 yards passing. I mean, it goes on and on. He was on God mode last night. Hickey is like a video game character, and they turned the sliders up to 99.
You're right. It felt like a man playing amongst boys, or like LSU playing Grambling State, you know, back even last year. Like, he just had an answer for everything. Even the runs he made, he flew by people, juking other guys out. Like, he just made it look so easy in every aspect of the game. And we just saw a week ago, this same Bengals defense made life really tough for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. It was incredible.
It was. And then if you look at last week for Washington as well, this is a squad. They beat the Giants and couldn't score a touchdown. And so we know there's going to be ups and downs. But as they say in life, they ain't no greater a teacher than experience. And having these experiences, the ups and the downs, it's going to be able to take his physical talents and actually manifest itself in some results here for Washington. Okay, this is a city, an area, a district that's been looking for a quarterback, that's been looking for somebody to kind of take the reins and lead them for the next 10 years. They might have that guy. They might. It's kind of crazy. Just Jaden Daniels last night, he says, you know what? All my hard work, the team's hard work, it's good to get a W.
It's great, not just for me, but for the whole team. The work that we put in training camp, be able to pay off. Obviously, not just how we didn't want to start the season like that. But we kept working, kept growing, and keep improving each and every week.
Well, man, that's from the quarterback. Of course, the quarterback is going to be humble, except for the clip. Hickey, did you see the clip online where he was telling the fans to go home? He was telling the Cincinnati fans, go home, go home.
I did see that. A little bit of edge to him.
I love it. He told the fans, go home, go home. And then he was on television and he was thanking God. I love it. It's a balance. Next time he just say, God told you to go home because he wanted me to win. His head coach, Dan Quinn, spoke. And of course he bigged up his quarterback, because we've never seen a quarterback with a performance like that.
Couldn't give them short fields and chances to go. So his ability to know when to, when not to, when to make a play with his legs, I thought we've seen a lot of this at practice, and now it's carrying over into the games where the decision-making, sliding, going, taking your shot. But I thought it was a really strong performance tonight by him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the majority of NFL quarterbacks have some type of physical skill set that makes them good, right? Is it a big arm? Is it a big leg? Are you running around? Are you fast? But it's all in between your ears. What is your decision-making process? We talked about Sam Darnold yesterday. And now we have comments from Bill Belichick telling everybody, oh, everybody likes Sam Darnold except for the Jets. And Bill Belichick is never going to pass up on a chance or an opportunity to put a dig in at the New York Jets. The reality is, the decisions that he was making last night, he looked like a vet. He looked like a veteran. He looked like he's been doing this for a long time. He looked poised. He looked like he knew what he was doing. You can watch any football game and know whether a quarterback is skittish, afraid, doesn't want the ball, wants to give the ball up. I mean, we've seen some dumbass plays from Will Levis over the past 2 out of 3 weeks. Over here pitching the ball underhanded to defenders. What are you doing? Stupid. His own coach called him stupid. Said he's a big boy. He needs to grow up. Come on. The dude looked like a vet last night. Yesterday was his third game of the season. And that pass at the end of the game, the Terry McLaurin touchdown that ultimately won it. McLaurin, by the way, I know he's happy to probably have a quarterback without changing one every other week. He hauled in 100 yards in that game-winning touchdown, or game-sealing touchdown, I should say, yesterday. And Terry McLaurin, he says, I called it. I called that play.
It was third down, and, you know, I play on the left side. I play on the left side a lot, but earlier I had an earlier route, and watching film this week, I knew they like to play a lot of outside leverage. So I knew a go route would be good, even if he pressed. And so when I saw he didn't press, I didn't panic. I was like, I'm just going to put a double move on him. I had to stutter and go. So it was a go route called. I went up on, during the time I said, Cliff, give me a go route to the boundary for the game. And I called it. And I went up to Cliff and Jaden and was like, throw me this ball for the game. And for them to have that kind of trust in me, I think that's maybe the, one of the first times in my career where the game's online and I got to go up there and call that play, and we executed at a very high level. So it's extremely exciting for us to finally get the lid off the rim and hit some completions down the field.
Man, you got to see something in your quarterback to have that type of confidence in him. And next up for these guys is Arizona. Man, the Cardinals don't like to do nothing but a damn thing but throw that ball up and down the field. This is going to be a shootout. I'd bet on that one. I know Dan Quinn is a defensive mastermind. Dan Quinn is going to have to get some better defensive players in there. That's first of all. For everything Washington did that was amazing, via the arm and leg of Jaden Daniels, they still gave up 33 points here to Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And so it'll be real interesting to see how Cliff Kingsbury, new offensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders, decides to attack his former team out in Arizona. And so that should be a good one. Meanwhile, Cincinnati, they all went 3. Welcome to the danger zone. We'll talk more about their pitiful performance as we continue on in the show. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm here hanging out with you on Tuesday, September 24th. I told you next hour we're going to have a chat with a Washington football legend. Brian Mitchell is going to come through and join us to talk about how awful the Bengals look. We'll dive a little bit deeper. James Rippian is going to join us from Sports Illustrated. You're 0-3 now. How are you going to turn that around into the postseason? I don't think you will. We'll talk about Brett Favre and his appearance in Congress, speaking to Congress earlier today. It looks like Jerry Jones is taking some type of responsibility for how bad the Dallas Cowboys look. The Boston Celtics showed up for media day. Caitlin Clark is telling everybody that she's not getting smacked in the face on purpose. We have so much to do. We even have other quarterbacks on the college scene. We got guys who are getting sat down. We got coaches who are afraid. Hello, Auburn. We got a lot to do. You're locked in. Happy Tuesday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone line's open if you want to give me a holler. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I had to show love to Jaden Daniels, the Heisman award winner, starting quarterback for the Washington Commanders as they beat up on the Bengals last night, 38-33. And then we're going to talk about the opposite of a winner, not the Bengals. James Rapien is going to join us in a few hours. I got to tell you about a team that got its behind kicked last night. The Bills beat up on the Jags. We'll get into that momentarily. 855-212-4227. Mark is calling from Nova Scotia. Mark, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks, Hickey, for putting me on. So I'm a Commanders fan in Nova Scotia. And as far as I know, I'm like maybe the only one. That's a long story. But I just wanted to say how thrilled I am. And, you know, like, I know a lot of people franchises,
uh-oh,
you know, hurting ones.
Oh, that sucks. Hey, Mark, your phone line, I don't know, maybe being the only Commanders fan in Nova Scotia is not working out for your phone line, but that sucked. And let's try Marky. Hey, Mark, try again.
Hey, is this better?
I hope so. What, were you sitting on the toilet?
No, I got a weird... Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's some conspiracy, like you said. But I'll just stay in this one spot and speak.
Good. Maybe it's being in Nova Scotia, but go ahead.
Maybe. We're pretty civilized up here. But anyway, it's far away. So, fan in Nova Scotia.
Oh, damn. All right, Mark. Sorry about that, Mark. I'm sorry. He says they're civilized in Nova Scotia. I believe it, but I know it's far. Only time I've flown over Nova Scotia is coming back from Europe. You go up and over and down from Newfoundland and then Nova Scotia back into the States. And shout outs to Mark in Nova Scotia. Hey, Mark, try us back a little bit later. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I got to be honest, though. I cannot recall the last time anybody has ever called me. What year is this? Is 2024? I don't think anybody has ever called me in 5 years and been excited about the Washington Commanders. Never. I'm being honest. What has there to be excited about? Now, this is when you know the world is wild, okay? I had people calling me last year. Not even. They weren't calling me. I was in D.C. last year. People were excited a little bit. They were expectations for Washington last year. Why? I have no idea. I just thought they just going to be an average-ass team. They ended up being able to select Jaden Daniels. So, I mean, there you have it. Hickey, you ever remember anybody being excited about this team? The last time people were excited is when Daniel Snyder had to sell it.
I was just going to say, that's it. And really, in my lifetime, honestly,
damn,
the only time there's been actual excitement is when the ownership changed hands and last night, which is just insane.
Wow, it's bad. It lets you know how piece of a... Well, let me watch it here.
Please, don't end your career.
Yeah, no, I just gotta be careful. It lets you know how everybody feels about Daniel Snyder. Well, he's no longer an owner. This man got $6 billion to take a hike. I guess it's not so bad. His reputation is in the toilet. I guess like his heart. But anyway, speaking of not sad or bad owners, it was reported that Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, was ticked off last night. And as you can imagine, he was ticked off because the Buffalo Bills smoked the Jaguars. I'm talking about smoked them 47-10. While we were here on the air, it was 33-3 at halftime. 33-3. I'm such a sick individual in my brain. I'm like, man, I hope the Buffalo Bills double up on them. Give me 66-6. You know, don't even give them three. Just keep it 66-3. Make my day. I need to see these people be upset and sad and angry. And this is hilarious because in the offseason, Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, said this, quote, "Make no mistake. This is the best team assembled by the Jacksonville Jaguars ever. Best players, best coaches. But most importantly, let's prove it by winning now." Hickey, what do you think about that quote by Shad Khan?
That is a hell of a lie. There's no way he actually thought that, right? This team got worse this offseason.
Well, they did. Well, they gave Trevor Lawrence $55 million.
Who's already on the team. So that doesn't really change the trajectory, but yes.
They drafted Brian Thomas out of LSU.
They lost Calvin Ridley.
They gave Josh Allen, now Josh Hines Allen. They paid him as well to go get the quarterback.
That they did. So far, not great.
And that's it. That's it.
Signed a few guys that were already there, drafted a rookie receiver that's encouraging, and lost a few guys and not sent anyone, and now 0-3, and things look to be getting a lot worse before they get better.
Trevor Lawrence has nice hair.
That he does. They named the stadium after him for a game. I guess that's good for him. What are they, the Jaguars?
What do they call that? TD Law? What do they call that stupid thing?
Everbank Field. And so for the home opener, it was Trevor Bank.
At least they got that gimmick out of the way. Could you imagine being 0-3 and now having to put up stupid gimmicks about naming your stadium after the quarterback who's kind of stealing money from you right now? Could you imagine?
Yeah, that would not go over too well. You know what would happen if they try to do that, let's say, in like November when the team's like 3-9?
The rats that were at the stadium are going to come back?
That and the fans would show up as clowns again.
Oh, boy.
Again.
I remember that. I remember that. Did they get the rats out of there for a point in time? That place was I'm not joking. The place was rat infested. Like the players, the NFL Players Association, the players said that the place was rat infested. Did they get rid of the rats? I know they're building new practice, new stadium. They're doing everything.
I believe so. I think in the latest NFLPA grades, I thought that I saw something where it was rodent free or predominantly rodent free, maybe we'll say.
Well, now they just got bums there.
What's worse? I think the fans rather have the rats.
Yeah, they got rid of rats, and so now they got a bunch of bums. These Jaguars a stink. And then Trevor Lawrence, in the most monotone way possible, after the game, he says, this is very generic. Get ready for this. Our lack of execution doomed the team.
You know, I thought we had a good plan coming into the week. Had a really good week of practice and prep, but at some point you got to go do it, in the game. And we haven't been able to do that yet, so don't have a great answer for you right now.
I forget all that. You don't have an answer to that? Here's a very direct question, Trevor Lawrence. Did the team suck because of you? Answer me.
I'm not playing as good as I can play. Just point blank. There's plays out there, with the one to Brian, which I'm sure you guys saw, like that, just a throw you miss and turns into a turnover. And it's a game where the defense needed us to make some plays, to get some momentum, to settle in, to keep the ball, put some points on the board, give them a little breather. And that, for example, really hurts us.
Somebody give him his dog back. Who stole his dog? Why does he sound so miserable? Hickey, he got married at some point. Last year, 2 years ago, he's married, right? 3 years ago?
Yeah, he's a married man, so at least at home, everything seemingly is going well.
He's one of those guys that get married when they're 19 years old, kind of, sort of.
They got engaged at Clemson, so they're wasting no time.
Right. Well,
crazy.
I'm sure she likes the money, and I'm sure he likes her. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
So.
I hope she likes him, too. I hope so.
Same.
I don't know.
That's a long time. You get engaged that early. It's a long life to live with a person.
It doesn't mean she has to live with him, but she can still like his money in perpetuity, okay?
It's true.
It is. It's such a sad, sad man. Hey, Doug Peterson, he's probably sad as well. This man won a Super Bowl, got the boot, replaced Urban Meyer, probably going to get the boot. Hey, Doug, your quarterback, he sucks right now. What's going through his brain?
I would, if he's like me right now, I mean, we're all kind of down, right? And probably not very high. We just got to keep working and keep pushing and work our way out of it.
I know Shad Khan. Well, I don't know him. I've never met the guy. If he has a dartboard in his house, mega mansion built off of selling car parts. Hickey, how many mufflers you got to sell to be a billionaire?
I mean, I would have thought like almost a billion, maybe a million. A million mufflers?
That's a lot of mufflers.
It's a hell of a lot of mufflers.
Hey, good for him. He probably has a dartboard. I'd be throwing darts at Doug Peterson right now. ready to give him the boot. Trevor Lawrence, too, you just gave this guy $55 million, and it's everybody's fault. If I'm paying you $55 million and all you can stand around and do is mope and tell me that you need to be playing better, what am I paying you for? And I get it, it's early in the season, but a 0-3 record doesn't lend to what Shad Khan said a few months ago. Let me read it again, if I can remember how to read. Make no mistake, this is the best team assembled by the Jacksonville Jaguars ever. Best players, best coaches, but more importantly, let's prove it by winning now. I think Mark Brunell and Tom Coughlin, Baselli, I think they may have something to say about that. You haven't done anything. And I guess this is a part of being a relatively new owner, although he's been there for a while now. He's made some dumbass decisions, hiring Urban Meyer. He's saying stupid things like this. Don't say anything. Let's put up the money. Keep the place clear of the rats and the roaches. Pay some players that'll actually play. I don't know, pay a quarterback who has a pulse. Does Trevor Lawrence like what he does? He just show up to work? He's too damn cool. Do something. Show me a pulse. Hickey, if you chopped him in the chest, what would he do? Just stare at you? Do anything?
Maybe say, I'm sorry?
Damn. he called him a punk. Damn, wow. Ouch. And so what happens next for the Jacksonville Jaguars? You're paying this guy $55 million. Mac Jones, is he a backup quarterback? Ask everybody in New England how they feel about Mac Jones. A matter of fact, at the end of this game, when it was garbage time, Mac Jones came out and he did what you would expect him to do. He fumbled the football. And so realistically, Doug Peterson, who is now the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, he might have the best brain. He might have the best brain out of all the quarterbacks available, except for he's old and his body can't move. It sucks for him. They might be better off with him out there instead of Mac Jones, but he's old. And Doug Peterson made it clear, kind of, sort of, maybe not, that, I don't know, we got to figure something out. Does that involve Trevor Lawrence sitting down? Does that involve moving things around? But he did say changes have to be made.
There has to be changes, whether it's play design, personnel, everything. Everything's on the table, let's call it, right? And those are all things that we have to, you know, I have to look at, we have to look at as a staff and make the adjustments.
You said everything's on the table when you talk about personnel changes. Does that include, every starter? Or does that include the quarterback potentially or not?
I mean, you say everything's on. We got to take a look at injury. You know, tonight we had some guys injured. Could be moves that way. You know, it could be performance. You know, it's all things we have to evaluate as we move forward.
No. The only change that takes place in Jacksonville is not Trevor Lawrence. It's you. It's Doug Peterson. It's when Shad Khan picks up the phone and he says, come to the office. And he says, thanks. It's just not working out. I appreciate you. And maybe it goes along the lines of it's not you, it's us. Hickey, have you heard that one before?
Too many times.
Oh, no. I was hoping you said no.
Damn. I mean, no. No one has ever said that to me.
Good. I'm sure. You've said that to everybody else.
Exactly
sure.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. Shad Khan calls him in and just says, it's not you. It's me. And then he fires him. So if you want to talk about a change in Jacksonville, no. It's not Trevor Lawrence having a seat for Mac Jones. That's not happening. Doug Peterson would get the boot if... He would basically be asking to get fired if he told Trevor Lawrence, you ain't playing. Doug Peterson might as well quit and resign. Hickey, that might happen sooner than later, don't you think?
Resigning? Quitting?
Yeah, he's in between a rock and a hard place. He can't sit Trevor Lawrence. He cannot do it. He has no other alternative. He's already on the hot seat. You know, rather than get the boot, he'd just be like, listen, I'm going to go away and... It needs to be one of these mutual things, right? Like we have mutually agreed to part ways. And he can be an offensive coordinator next year. I don't know. Maybe he needs to get fired to collect his salary. That may be a better idea.
That's, yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if you want to go the whole you can't fire me because I quit route. Because I think then maybe, yeah, I think you lose a lot of that money. Keep the money. Get fired. Be like Billy Napier. Yeah. Get paid to go away and enjoy a nice vacation, maybe permanently.
Nothing better than a golden parachute.
No.
Nothing better. Get fired and take the money. Yeah, that's some JR wisdom. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Get fired and take the money. If you get fired and you don't get no cash, don't come talking to me afterwards, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Trevor Lawrence hasn't been good consistently since college, since Clemson. This man has now lost eight consecutive games, eight consecutive starts here in the NFL. We're going to take a break when we come back on the other side. Speaking of college, we're going to talk about two teams that are going to face each other. They're trying to figure out their quarterback situation. I'm talking about the Sooners and Auburn. Pure comedy right now, trying to figure out who the hell is going to throw the ball.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I appreciate you. Yeah, I'll be your spirit animal. Hickey didn't say animal. He said host, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah, but, you know, people, that's not really. Or spirit guide?
Spirit guide?
Spirit guide?
Animal. I don't know.
Because you can't really use a spirit animal as I'm talking about you for the radio.
He said host then, right?
Yeah, spirit host.
Spirit animal. Isn't the animal, spirit animal is supposed to be what embodies you on the inside, right?
Yes, exactly right.
Okay. And so if you are, I don't know, an Auburn tiger, are you a tiger right now or are you a kitten?
Oh, that was good. Definitely right? A kitten.
You're a kitten right now. Okay. And I know right before we went to break, had this whole conversation about Trevor Lawrence, how bad he looks, how bad it is in Jacksonville with Doug Peterson. I expect him to get the boot before the season is over. But then if you look on the college side, I'll just mention the Auburn Tigers. And we got Auburn getting ready to take on the Sooners this weekend. And these are two teams. I don't want to say they're going in opposite directions because the Sooners are confused as well. Absolutely hilarious. You know what? Let's get this out of the way first. So Oklahoma, over the weekend, we saw what took place against Tennessee. Tennessee took care of them. Easy. 25-15. Auburn is next for the Sooners. But we also learned that Oklahoma is already sick of looking at Jackson Arnold. They have told this man to sit down and have a seat, basically, after one awful bad game. For the entirety of the season, Jackson Arnold has thrown for 9 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. But it really doesn't matter when you look at what he did most recently, which is stink. The man only passed for 54 yards and lost 2 fumbles against Tennessee. And that has earned him enough to put him on the bench. I want you to take a listen to this. As Brett Venables, he told everybody on Sooner Sports Talk, his own show, Mike Hawkins is going to take over. And Jackson Arnold, he's going to find the bench.
He practiced well tonight. Mike did. You know, Mike will have his opportunity to run out there and be our guy and see where we're at and try to give us a kickstart. And we've just kind of haven't been as we haven't had the consistency or the chemistry that you would like and the cohesion. And some of that's, again, you got some new guys and some of that maybe that can be a catalyst. And so we'll see about that.
So Michael will start at
yeah,
Auburn.
Unless there's kind of disaster this week.
It's hilarious. He also had to answer questions about why Dylan Gabriel left. He's just like, I can't force anybody to stay. Man said he wanted to get closer to home. He's thrown for 900 yards and 6 touchdowns for Oregon. It'd be nice if he was still a Sooner, right? And I know what this means for Jackson Arnold. He ain't sticking around in Oklahoma. This man is going to enter into the transfer portal. Why stay? He got sat down. 4 games into the year. Not necessarily a formula for keeping a guy around. And then meanwhile, for Auburn, they got it worse. They're 2-2. They just lost to Arkansas. We got the Sooners and Auburn taking each other on this upcoming weekend. And things are going to get uglier. Uglier for Auburn. Not only do they have Oklahoma this weekend, coming up, they got the Bulldogs of Georgia. They got Missouri. They have Texas A&M. They got Alabama. Things are going to get worse for Auburn before they get better. But for whatever reason, Hugh Freeze has decided to take this time and this opportunity to crap on everybody possible involved with the organization. I mean, he doesn't even accept the fact that his team sucks. Listen to this from the Auburn Sports Network. As Hugh Freeze told everybody, yeah, Arkansas beat us, but we would beat their ass if we played them again. 9 times out of 9.
I mean, no offense whatsoever to Arkansas or to Cal. I love Sam Pittman. I hope he wins the rest of his games. But I'm telling you, the hard truth is we play them 9 more times, we beat them 9 times. And that's what's hard to take. And it's hard for our fans, I'm sure, and it's certainly hard for us. And you have 460-something yards, and we only had 50-something plays of offense because we turned it over 5 times.
Oh, stop it. And did he blame any of his own people? Oh, yeah, of course he did. He had blame for everybody except for himself. Destroyed his own quarterbacks. Peyton Thorne and Hank Brown, they got it too.
Unfortunately, this is what I know, and I know that there's people open, and I know that we're running the football. And we got to find a guy that won't throw it to the other team. And we got to find running backs that hold on to it. You know, that's a huge play there. I mean, we're going in to score. I don't know, what was it, 7-0 then? Or so it was 7-7, and our defense gets a stop, and who knows what happens. But, you know, the scheme is what most everybody in the country is running some sort of. But you've got to have good play at quarterback for sure to at whatever system you're going to choose.
Man, they had 4 interceptions and a fumble lost. And 5 turnovers. How are you going to win a game with 5 turnovers? If he sounds miserable after this 2-2 record, Hickey, what is he going to sound like after, I don't know, Georgia kicks the ass?
Despondent? Right, is that the right word we're looking for here?
Yeah, he's real, morbid? Real sad. Oh, wow, no, we don't even morbid, no.
I mean, yeah, what, that score's ugly. I don't know.
Can it get worse than – you got to wait for this, man. You have to time your rants as a head coach. You have to look at the schedule and just go, hey, is this the right time for me to just go ahead and pitch a fit? Is this the right time for me to, you know, act like a nut? I mean, for instance – if we go ahead and take a look at Brian Kelly, he timed his little water slam perfectly. And after that, if he was going to do anything else, he'd have to flip over the table. Hugh Freeze needs to get over it, because this is about to get a whole lot uglier at Auburn before it gets better. And maybe, I don't know, he got all his stupid transfers and stuff moving around. I know Trevor Lawrence went to Clemson. Maybe he could just, I don't know, go to Auburn. I don't know, maybe Cam Newton can leave his cigar bar lounge here down the block for me, and maybe he can go back. I don't know. Let's find Bo and Frank Thomas while we're at it. 855-212-4227. Mark is back from Nova Scotia. The aliens decided to let him loose. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. You got to go quick, Mark. What's up?
I'm going to go real quick, JR. All right, so I just want to say, as a long-suffering Commanders fan, you know, you had mentioned that, you know, no one in college in 5 years excited. No one should be excited for Commanders fans in the last 5 years. The last time I was excited was the 2012 season, and it ended horribly, and people can look that up if they don't know what happened. You know, I was a fan since the 80s, and Gibbs, you get spoiled, and then you have a trash owner, and he's gone. And, yeah, I'm just going to enjoy this moment. And I think a lot of Commanders fans, I know it's only one game, but it's happiest I've been in many years.
Can RG3 go back? I know he went to Baylor. Can he go and play? And there's no more eligibility, right?
Yeah, no, unfortunately not. That still hurts. I'll still never forgive Mike Shanahan.
How's his knee doing?
Yeah, well, I'm never going to forgive Mike Shanahan, JR. But anyway, I appreciate you and Ryan for letting me back on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Mark, for calling from Nova Scotia. Yeah, he's talking about when Mike Shanahan threw a gimpy RG3 back out into the game, and RG3's knee basically went to paste. Now what does RG3 do now? I don't know. He's on Twitter. He was on ESPN, and now he's on Twitter. Hickey, did he get a new job yet?
I think he's launching his own podcast.
Oh,
with
boy.
I think it's with his wife as well.
What? Who's going to listen to that?
Okay.
I'm just being honest. Who's listening?
Damn.
There's so many podcasts. Jalen Brunson has a podcast. I still don't know what he sounds like. Come on. Everybody got a podcast? Udonis Haslam has a podcast. Everybody. The Kelseys have. Everybody? Now I got to listen to him and his wife. I won't do it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll get some more of your calls. We'll learn about Jerry Jones, and then Brett Favre shared a diagnosis. Not a good one today. I'll talk to you about it. Don't move.